Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this first broadcast here in the month of March. Amen. I know we've had a day in March, but this is the first broadcast here in this brand new month and brand new week, brand new day. And we're thankful for God allowing us to be here again with you again. And I'm praying that God will bless you really good for tuning us in here on the Sounds of Faith. And we are excited about the good singing that we're going to hear and also the preaching of the Word of God. We're always excited about the Word. You know, the preacher may not be exciting, amen, and I'm talking about myself, but the Word of God, it never misses. And looking forward to what God may speak to our hearts about here on the broadcast time today. But let's get into a good singing portion first. And this is a good song from our adult choir, and I like this song. It says, "Hey, it's good to be saved." Amen.
Tired of
and it's good to be saved. Amen. Praise God. Miss Dorsey singing there with the adult choir. And boy, I tell you, it is good to be saved. Amen. Well, praise God. We'd love to give you an invitation at this time to come be a part of the service this year at Faith. I'm not asking you to join. We're just asking you to come visit with us if you don't have a church home. Now, if you have a place that they're expecting you, then you need to be there until God tells you otherwise. But if you don't have a church home, maybe you're new to the area and you're looking for an old-fashioned, fundamental, King James Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted, singing like you hear on the broadcast, church, that's what we are here at Faith, and we'd love to have you. This Wednesday night, we'll have our prayer meeting service at 7 o'clock. Then on the Lord's Day, always Sunday school at 10, worship at 11 with the choir you just heard kicking us off. And then Sunday night at 6 o'clock p.m., we'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith Baptist Church. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South, about 5 miles down south of Shelby. You'll come to the crossroads there, and 180 comes in on the left. We're right there on the corner, 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Won't you come on by and pay us a visit? Amen. You might just like it. Amen. Amen. Well, here's one of our newer groups singing for you today, a men's trio. And I pray that you may be blessed by this. Talking about, I'm a child of the King.
Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, he took me under his wing. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm a child with a heavenly home. My holy Father has made me his own. Now I'm washed in his blood and I'm clothed in his love. And someday I'll sing with the angels above.
Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His precious blood has cleansed every stain, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King.
Amen. Well, I'm glad I'm a child of the King. I may not look like royalty today, and my bank account may not reflect royalty. Oh, but friend, I am a child of the King. And that's the men's trio singing for us today. Amen. Well, let's look at a truth, our truth for today, and we'll take it out of the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse number 10, the Bible says, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. No, praise is the pause that refreshes. Take time to thank God today. If for nothing else, thank him for food. You know, there's millions around the world that would like to do that very thing for you, thanking God for food. Well, I tell you, we have a rule in our house. You know, we don't waste food. I know that sounds trivial, sounds elementary, but you know what, friend? I tell you what, we ought to thank God for every morsel of daily bread that He gives us, both physically, and of course, and spiritually. Amen. Good truth for the day. Let's take it to heart. Amen. Well, let's go to God in a time of prayer. Join me as we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before You today, humbly asking You, God, to forgive us of any sin that may be in our life, any transgression, whether in thought, word, or deed. God, we ask You, God, to cleanse us from that today, even now, that our labor will be not hindered, our fellowship will not be altered. I pray, God, today that You'd cleanse us. Now, Lord, I want to say thank You. I do thank You for the food we had this morning. I thank You for the blessings of God. God, the raiment, the shelter, the food. And just those simple things there that we often take for granted. But there is so much more that we are blessed with, not just monetarily, but spiritually, Lord. We thank You, God, for faith and for grace and for mercy, for Your long-suffering. We thank You for all those things, and I pray today that, God, You'd accept our thanks. Dear Lord, I'm praying today, God, for issues of life that are on my mind and in my heart today that You know all about. God, I pray for those that may be listening that are in the same situation. They're praying right now, Lord, concerning needs in their own life. Maybe they need in someone else's life. God, You know all about that. And I pray, God, today that You'd just touch them and You'd do that which is needful. God, I thank You for Your blessings. I thank You for those that listen to the sounds of faith, faithful each day. Pray, God, You may bless them in a special way. Thank You again for Jesus. And for the salvation that we do have in Him and in Him alone. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, thank the good Lord for the sweet time of prayer. And certainly we want to say thank You for remembering us here at the Sounds of Faith in your daily prayer, and we appreciate that so much. Amen. Well, here's a good picking number from the Gospel Hymn Boys. They're going to pick one that says, I'm awaiting on my ride. Amen. I like this one.
Gold or silver, cabin by the ravage is fine. For I'm not staying here forever, I'm just waiting for my ride.
I'm waiting for the Lord coming in. My friends are on the other side. I need no place down here to settle. I'm just waiting for my ride. Earthly pleasures, oh, I'm not staying here too long.
I'm waiting for the Lord to come and get me. My treasures are on the other side. I need no place down here to settle. I'm just waiting for my ride. Yes, I'm
just waiting for my ride. Amen. Not an airplane. Hey, not a bus. Not a taxi. Not an Uber. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for Jesus to come in the clouds in rapture for his bride. Amen. That could be today for him. It could be today. Hallelujah. Gospel hymn boys, waiting on my ride. Well, here's our orchestra going to play one for you. And the blood has never lost its power. Oh, let it speak to our hearts today. Praise the Lord. Good singing today. Appreciate all of it. And I'm praying that God will continue to speak with us through his songs and through his word. We're going to go into the word of God here. I guess it's been over a month, maybe 2 months, closer to 2 months now probably. We looked at the first 9 verses of Philippians chapter number 4. Remember we preached on that winning over worry. And I want to pick up the study because we've had several messages in between the two, but I want to pick it up in verse number 10. And we have been trying to finish the book of Philippians in our Sunday school at Faith in my class. I teach the adult Bible class at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning, and we're going through the New Testament. We are trying to finish up, probably have by now. We're making these recordings a week early, so we're anticipating finish up this great little book. And I want to draw your attention. Paul, of course, let me give you a little background, but then we'll read verse. I'm just going to read one verse today because our main thought will come from that. But Paul the Apostle is in prison as he's writing this. And this little book, which was not written as chapter and verse, but it's written as a letter. And, of course, we have now in our English Bible here, we have 4 chapters. And every chapter speaks of a different matter when it comes to Paul the Apostle. In chapter 1, I think we mentioned this a little bit back when we preached on that winning over worry, but it bears repeating. And in chapter 1, Paul deals with a single mind, having one thought process, and that is to please God and to have joy in doing so. Because the book of Philippians is a book of joy. It is a book that does not contain the word sin in the 4 chapters. But in chapter 2, we find a single mind, then we find a submissive mind. having a mind that's dedicated to think on the things of God and to keep our mind steadfast on Him. Then in chapter number 3, we notice that Paul deals with a secure mind and those things that we are guided and guarded by the things of God. Well, when you get to chapter number 4, we find the spiritual mind of chapter, chapter number 4 deals with the spiritual mind. And that comes from a single mind, a steadfast mind, and of course, a submissive mind, and all the things together leads us into chapter 4. And God shows us some things here through the pen of Paul. Look at verse number 10 of chapter 4. The Bible says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." Then let's read verse number 11. "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Paul is helping us here, and though the exact wording is not mentioned in here in the King James Bible, I believe Paul is going to show us three resources that make us adequate to give us contentment. You know, I believe this is one of the areas in our life as believers that we sometimes fall prey to the snares of the devil. Many times in my life, the devil will shine a light on the one thing that maybe I have prayed for that God has not answered. Maybe the one thing I have asked God for and is not given. Or maybe the one thing that I desire of Him and He's been silent. That's a tactic of Satan. He'll show me that one thing that God has not done and try to distract me from the thousands of things. I said thousands of things that God has done. The one prayer that He's not answered, He'll show us to get us out of focus on the hundreds of prayers that He has answered. And Paul, I would say Paul is in a position to where he could worry, he could faint, he could be sad, and maybe even depressed where he's at. He's in prison. But he says that ye were also careful, and you gave of me those things, and has flourished. And then he says, I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. There is three things that I want to give you, and you say, well, you got 5 days. Yeah, but it's going to take me 5 days to cover these three things. I'm pretty sure of it. That I think are resources that can give us, can guide us, can guard us, can grant us the necessary things. If we'll focus on these three things, I think we can live a life of contentment. I was going to say this, and I got sidetracked on another thought. But I believe, you know, one of the things that we are lacking here in America today is we have so much. We've been blessed so greatly that we have forgot how to be content. How to be content. Paul says he's found that place. Where are you content, Paul? Wherever I'm at. He's not talking about West Virginia, South Carolina, when he says that, whatsoever state. He's not talking about a geographical location. He's talking about a circumstance. He's talking about a situation. He's talking about a place. Maybe a dry place. Maybe a place where the grass is green and the water is fresh and sweet. Wherever. Paul said, I have found, I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Now, we all say we're thankful. We all say we're grateful for the blessings of God. We all say that, and I believe in most cases we really do mean that. But to be content is to have that joy and have that pleased attitude when the circumstances are not pleasing, when the circumstances are not joyous, when it's not all peaches and cream or clipping coupons to glory. I'm talking about whatever state. Now, if we're expecting everything to be perfect just because we've gotten saved, then we are deceiving ourselves, friend. And I can see right now we're not going to get to this first thought today. I told you it'd take me 5 days to cover these 3 points. But I just want to hunker down right here for the next couple of minutes I've got left here on the broadcast. It's easy for us to say, yeah, I'm content. But to be content is more than just saying, I'm thankful. It's saying, I'm thankful in whatsoever state I'm in. Oh, it's easy to say, yeah, I'm thankful. I'm happy because I got some good tax room. I got some tax money back. Well, hey, praise God for that. Well, but what about when you have to pay a bunch? Well, I'm not too happy about that. Well, you know, did Paul say in whatsoever state, or what did he say? He didn't say in whatsoever good state or happy state or the sunshine states. No, he said whatsoever state I am in. I don't know about you, but I want to live a contented life. I mean, I do. I want to be thankful. I want to be faithful. But I want to be happy and content with what God's given me. I've said this before in the broadcast, and I've referred to it several times. I have a big banner in my... I made a statement in Sunday school one time, and Sammy Davis... No, not that Sammy Davis. Another Sammy Davis. Made a banner of a statement that I made, and I said this: the man that's not contented with what he has will not be content with what he wants. And that's true. That's true. I want you to do something for me today. We won't call it homework because this is not school. I want you to do something for me today. I want you to go through your house when your family gets home from school and all that. I want you to just take a moment, look around, and look at all the things you've got to be thankful for. And then ask yourself the question, am I content in this state? We'll continue tomorrow. God bless you is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.